This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Tuesday, March 23rd. According to the National Weather Service, there will be rain with thunderstorms possible after 1 p.m. Tuesday in the Cedar Rapids area. There will be a high near 58 degrees with wind speeds between 10 and 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Then there will be a chance for rain Tuesday night into Wednesday. Legislation that would eliminate a requirement that Iowans obtain a permit to acquire or carry handguns and loosen other state restrictions on gun ownership is headed to Governor Kim Reynolds' desk following Senate passage Monday on a 30-17 vote with only Republican support. Majority GOP senators said adopting permitless constitutional carry provisions of House File 756, like 18 other states already do, would enhance Iowans' individual rights while removing intrusive government regulations. But Democrats said the proposed changes, if they are signed by the governor, would make Iowans less safe and run counter to public support for the current system of background checks and permitting requirements. Governor Reynolds refused to support permitless carry in 2019. She called the background check for a permit to carry, which she had voted for as a state senator in 2010, quote, good policy and the right thing to do, unquote. However, Republicans have indicated recently that she is excited to sign the new legislation. According to a very early poll, if he runs again, former President Donald Trump is the clear favorite of Iowa Republicans to win the state's first in the nation presidential caucuses. If he doesn't run, it appears there will be a wide-open race for Iowa GOP support. A Victory Insights poll of 650 Iowa Republicans found that 61% said that they will support Trump if he runs. No other Republican topped 10% among very likely caucus goers in the poll conducted March 5th through the 8th. However, Utah U.S. Senator Mitt Romney, someone else, and former Vice President Mike Pence had more than 10% support each among all Republicans. It remains to be seen who this someone else will turn out to be. A teenager was seriously injured Sunday when he was accidentally shot at a residence in Marion. Officers who were called to the 1300 block of 7th Street around 11:20 a.m. found a teenager who had suffered a serious gunshot wound. He was immediately taken to a hospital for treatment, according to the Marion Police Department. Police said an adult male had been cleaning the firearm when it discharged, striking the teen. Iowa governments are in line for more than $4.45 billion in federal COVID-19 relief money under a nationwide $1.9 trillion package signed earlier this month by President Joe Biden, according to a preliminary analysis issued Monday by the state's nonpartisan Legislative Services Agency. Iowa's $4.451 billion share of the American Rescue Plan Act represents funds flowing through state government and do not include stimulus funding to individuals and families. The total is about an additional $3.77 billion in direct payments to Iowans, the analysis indicated. This briefing is sponsored in part by Corridor Careers. Are you looking for a job? CorridorCareers.com is a resource to local job seekers where they can get job tips, sign up for local job alerts, build a resume, and more. Check it out at CorridorCareers.com. Happy Tuesday.